Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network here at the QB Retreat, Santa Monica, California. Steve Clarkson putting on a great event here. We're joined by Texas running back Bijan Robinson. And Bijan, thanks for giving us some of your time here. And, congrats on what you've already been able to accomplish at Texas. And just curious, as you think about where you've come and what's coming ahead for you, where's your mind at? What's your mindset at this point as you're getting ready for the season?
Well, yeah, man, first of all, it's just a blessing to be out here, with you guys, talk to you guys. It's just awesome to get to meet new people and see all the new things that, I missed in high school, I'm looking forward to a lot. It's been fun these past couple years at Texas, and now that I get to, be that leader on the field and be the guy that, a lot of people look up to on the field. It's a blessing to even have the opportunity to do that, especially at Texas, where it's a high prestigious college and a lot of people tune in. So it's been fun, and I can't wait to do some more when I get out there.
Bijan, it did not take very long for you to make a strong impression on everybody at the University of Texas.
And sir,
I wanted to ask you, as you've matured as a player there at Texas, what's something that coming into this season, you're looking forward to adding to, like an extra element to who you are as a player?
Yeah, I think that, the guys look up to me a lot on the team. I try to lead by example a lot, find new ways to get better, on and off the field. But I think just being, more of a vocal guy, to the guys, especially because we have a lot of new transfers in and just a lot of new players that we haven't seen before, to get them more, acclimated into the environment. I think that'll be a big step in my game. And obviously just getting better in all areas, from on the field to in the film room, just anywhere that I need to get better at, but really being a vocal leader and letting those guys, see me on the field and try to take some pieces away from me.
So Bijan, as you think about everything about playing at Texas and all the great running backs that have come through that university, when you consider what you want, your legacy, what you want Texas Longhorns fans to remember about you, what impression you want to make, like what is that stamp that you're looking for to make on that program and how you remember it at Texas?
Well obviously, like the football, like you obviously want to leave a lasting impression on the football field, but I want the people to know like what kind of person I was, and how to do it and doing it the right way, instead of just like just kind of screwing around and just being a good football player but not having the other element off the field. So I want them to know like I've always been a good person and always wanted to, change somebody's life, if they're watching me on the field or if they're just seeing me off the field. So that's more of the impression I want to leave, when I leave Texas.
What are some of the things that Texas has provided you for opportunities to kind of live that and put that into action?
Yeah, well, they have such a big platform, and they are really good at getting you out, in the media. And whatever media it is, the biggest media or even media that people don't even see that much, but they're really good at just connecting you with a lot of people that you never known before, even if it's rich, billionaires that you haven't heard of, but they're just really good at just putting your name out there and letting people see you, without a helmet on and letting them get to, interact and connect with you on a different level.
One of the guys we had a chance to talk to the last time we were out here, we came out here for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We talked to Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
And we asked Ricky a little bit about your game, and he had a lot of complimentary things to say. How much does the heritage of the running back position at Texas kind of guide you and your aspirations for who you want to be with the helmet on the field?
Yeah, well, I talk to them all the time. Ricky's like a big brother to me. He'll text me, weekly and just ask me how I'm doing with my preparation, with me on the field. And then I see Earl Campbell all the time on the field. So we talk all the time, and they're always trying to give me pointers to succeed on the field. And Jamal Charles, me and him, we see each other all the time because my agent is David Mulligetta, and that's his agent as well. So, and he lives in Austin, so we see each other at his house all the time and just, get work in that I haven't known before and that he's teaching me a lot off the field. So just having that, you know, span of running backs that, to come through Texas, and, you know, now me following, you know, with what they've been doing, it's been a blessing to have those guys, you know, alongside me.
So, Bijan, Kyle and I, we both really enjoy studying Coach Sarkisian and the offense that he runs. And so I want to ask you, what's your favorite part of playing for Coach Sark, and then the opportunities that that offense provides you as a running back?
Yeah, so Coach Sark, you know, he's obviously, you know, a really big offensive mind in the football world. People call him a genius, offensive genius. But I think that just him, you know, understanding the players that he has and trying to get you into the best situation possible when you're on the field, and trying to utilize the space that you have with all those, with all the athletes that, you know, that he brings in, it's fun to watch. And just for me as a running back, you know, obviously a running back wants the touches and all that what he wants to provide for the team. But, you know, he has a way of doing it, and he wants you to do it in the safest way possible. And just him, you know, encouraging me and teaching me so many different things that I didn't know of, it's just pretty fun to have him, you know, coaching me, you know, every day.
I have listened to a couple of lectures that Sarkisian has given over the last couple of years, talking about, like, structuring your offense. And it's really fun to hear him kind of get into what are your core principles and how many different ways can you get into those core principles.
Yeah.
So, you know, as that's been realized with your time overlapping with Coach Sarkisian there, do you feel like his experiences, whether it's at the NFL level or the different stops, that kind of mentality has prepped you for what's to come ahead for you, mentally, because that's what's really fun to hear him kind of go through the different pictures you can present teams before the snap when really you're running the same
totally
money
different.
Concept.
Yeah. And so, like, yeah, we have a lot of different, you know, concepts in the offense, but it's the same. Like dudes get a lot of teams get confused sometimes on what we're running and what we're trying to run, but sometimes it's the same thing. It's just, it could be a different package, or, you know, Coach Sarkisian, he has just a lot of different ways to confuse the coordinator. And it's pretty cool because, you know, sometimes during the season, we'll run the same play and a team has no idea, you know, what we just ran, but it was literally the same thing that we ran. And sometimes I just see Coach Sarkisian, he just kind of just like shakes his head, just like kind of laughs about it because he got him. I mean, but he's just really good at confusing, you know, the opposing team and doing so many different things in the offense that sometimes may be the same thing, but sometimes it's a lot different than what people expect. But even him just – even me just learning that and knowing that those kind of offenses present in the NFL, and, you know, he runs a really pro-style offense, you know, it just shows that when I do get to that level, that type of learning and experience will be, you know, all 100% what I need, you know, when I get to the next level.
So one thing that's been unique about Kyle and I this year is we've had a chance to talk to a lot of running backs, and not exactly sure how this has happened, but it's been like they just keep coming.
Yep.
And I left the door open long enough for Kyle to ask a question.
It's fun.
We like to talk about running backs and pass protection, right? We have a little Kyle has a little hashtag here, backs who block.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like an underrated component of playing the position. We've all seen you make great runs and great catches and all that type of stuff, but it's a pass protection that's really important to the position.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your approach in pass protection and just, you know, your mindset in executing in that capacity.
Yeah, well now, you know, I'm realizing, like, pass protection is the thing that takes you over the hump and where you want to go. And, you know, as a freshman, you know, it was me learning pass protection and just kind of just putting my head down and just blocking dudes. But as I kept learning about it and as I kept learning the position and how important pass protection is, you know, as a running back, it'll set you apart from a lot of different players in the league, a lot of different backs in the league, if you know how to protect and protect right for the quarterback. So as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that pass protection is, you know, really one of the most important things that the team needs. And if you can't protect the quarterback, then, I mean, they don't really need you. So it's the most important thing for a running back and for a team.
So he got it started. So now I have a follow-up. I did want to touch on how hard is it to kind of balance that with kind of the prevalence of you're seeing more and more RPO concepts. Of course, it's been more prevalent at the college game versus the pro game, but the pro game's trending that way a little bit now too, where those concepts, you might be coming through the mesh point and you don't know if you're getting the ball or not, and then have to transition and flip your mentality to then get into blocking. You know, how do you negotiate and balance that when those concepts come up on the play sheet?
Yeah, so Coast Guard is good at, you know, putting me in positions where, you know, I don't have to do that in situations, because that is hard for running back to come off of RPO and then try to look for a blitzing linebacker coming on the outside. So he tries to put me in situations where the O-line will pick that up, and, you know, I can worry about the guys that are coming in the inside.
Okay.
So I don't have to transition myself from getting an RPO or getting that fake and then having to come back out and trying to block again. So he's good at trying to put me in a good position to, you know.
So they'll change that call and go maybe half slide
because if that's the
extra defender, and then you're responsible for A-gap.
Absolutely. Because if that's the case, you know, then that's the wrong play some of the time, and, you know, he'll change it up. But, you know, he's good at, you know, understanding the matchups, and, you know, sometimes it's me being on a D lineman, and, you know, I don't think he wants that. So he's good at understanding formation that we need to be in and trying to, you know, help us out, you know, as players to get the best pickup possible.
We're out here in Santa Monica, California. Steve Clarkson, QB Retreat, Texas running back Bijan Robinson.
Yes,
really appreciated your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, for sure. Yep, absolutely.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.